also gone from WRMI Relay is KBS World Radio South Korea at 02 to 03.
You're listening to WGXC Accra. What up, Hudson Catskill? 90.7 FM.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror,
unsettling kids' movies,
alien boyfriends,
creepy therapy.
Start listening so you can start watching today.
Do you enjoy the arts? Have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
On November 7th, New York's Hudson Valley congressional representatives split their votes on whether to censure Representative Rashida Tlaib. Republican Representative Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik and Democrat Pat Ryan voted with the majority, 234 to 188, to censure the Michigan Democrat, and I quote, for promoting false narratives regarding the October 7th, 2023 Hamas attack on Israel and for calling for the destruction of the state of Israel, end quote. Democrat Paul Tonko did not vote to censure Tlaib. Only four Republicans voted against the measure, and 22 Democrats, including Ryan, voted for the censure measure that was brought by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Tlaib is the first Palestinian-American woman to serve in Congress. After the vote, she said on the House floor, and I quote, "The idea that criticizing the government of Israel is anti-Semitic sets a very dangerous precedent, and it's been used to silence diverse voices speaking up for human rights across our nation," end quote. Timmy Feliciola reports for the Times Union that Representative Pat Ryan says his 18th congressional district includes two families with relatives who were taken hostage by Hamas at the beginning of the war with Israel. The war has Ryan pulled all sorts of ways by constituents and donations. Many people showed up at two recent protests calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war on October 25th in Poughkeepsie and on November 9th in Kingston. The American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or APAC, gave Ryan nearly $26,000 to his 2022 congressional campaign. On the hostages, Ryan said, and I quote, "Two families in the district have relations currently held in Hamas as hostages. There are about a dozen American hostages. Two of them are from Goshen. I've been texting and speaking almost daily with the niece of two individuals who are 72 and 73 years old. They were out on a morning walk in their kibbutz when they were taken hostage. We think the gentleman, 73, was shot by Hamas terrorists. We have no idea where they are now. The last time their phone was pinged by the Israeli Defense Forces, they were in Gaza. So we're working night and day, 24/7, to do everything we can to get them home," end quote. Ryan also decried what has spilled over from the war into this country. Ryan said, and I quote, "Now we're at near unprecedented levels, at least in my lifetime, of both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. We've had many more incidences of anti-Semitism reported to us, not to say that there aren't others that haven't been reported. Personally, my wife and her family are Jewish. It's very scary talking to rabbis and religious leaders across the district. Their fear about having their congregation meet for services is unprecedented. It is infuriating and also saddening that we've reached this point where we're pitting American against American. That's exactly what our adversaries in Iran and Hamas want," end quote. Ryan voted with Republicans Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik on a measure put forth by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene to censure Democrat Representative Rashida Tlaib for making a statement using a phrase many Israelis say is anti-Semitic. But in an interview with the Daily Freeman, Ryan refused to disavow an extremely similar statement from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party. Ryan said, and I quote, "I've not heard him say that. What's clear to anyone who wants to see a resolution here, who's studied the history, and who's followed the facts on the ground, is the only durable solution is a two-state solution, which I certainly remain committed to, which the United States has to remain committed to," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Spencer Collin reports for New York State of Politics that protesters who want a ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war held a die-in November 9th outside Representative Paul Tonko's Albany office. Members of Upper Hudson Peace Action and Jewish Voice for Peace held a die-in at the Democrats' office. The protesters wanted Tonko to sign on to a ceasefire now resolution in the House. Jewish Voice for Peace organizer Karen Carmelli said, and I quote, "A ceasefire is the bare minimum that we can do to stop killing civilians. We need to stop killing civilians immediately," end quote. So far, Tonko supports a humanitarian pause, which ceasefire advocates say is not enough. Tonko was mum on Thursday, but one of his representatives released a statement that said, and I quote, "Congressman Tonko's top concerns are avoiding further deaths of innocent civilians and facilitating the return of all hostages, which is why he has called for an immediate stop to the violence in Gaza and continues to call for aid workers to be allowed to deliver food, water, medical care, and resources needed in Gaza," end quote. Protesters panned Tonko's statement. Carmelli said, and I quote, "Giving them water, giving them a little bit of something to eat, and then continuing to bomb them with weaponry that is provided by the U.S. government using U.S. taxpayer dollars is unconscionable," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that several hundred people rallied outside Representative Pat Ryan's Kingston office on November 10th, asking him to support a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. Many in the crowd also want the U.S. to stop sending taxpayer money to Israel to pay for the war. The terrorist group Hamas attacked Israeli citizens on October 7th in horrific acts of violence. Since then, all sorts of civilians have been injured or killed in the conflict. Mia Inouye, a member of Mid-Hudson Valley Democratic Socialists of America, said, and I quote, "We grieve for every life that has been lost in this conflict, including Israeli and Palestinian lives. Our point is we are against war, and we want to put an end to the violence, and we believe that what Israel is doing in Palestine, which is they have killed over 10,000 people, half of them children, is not going to bring peace to the region. In fact, it is just going to perpetuate the cycle of violence," end quote. Felice Gelman, a member of Jewish Voice for Peace, Hudson Valley, said she is, and I quote, "deeply disappointed to see my congressman line up with the same militarists who brought us the Iraq War. Didn't he learn anything from serving?" end quote. Ryan on social media wrote that, and I quote, "Our ally, Israel, is surrounded by enemies who seek to destroy it. It has both the right and a responsibility to defend itself and its people, including rescuing hostages, reasserting control of its border, and establishing deterrence against future attacks," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Mike Goodwin reports in the Times Union that Representative Elise Stefanik filed a legal complaint on November 10th against State Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron, who is currently presiding over Donald J. Trump's civil fraud trial. Stefanik claims that Engoron has shown, and I quote, "inappropriate bias and judicial intemperance," end quote, while judging the case about Trump's business fraud, where he claimed properties were larger and worth more than they actually were on legal documents. Stefanik wrote that Engoron, and I quote, "has displayed a clear judicial bias against the defendant throughout the case, breaking several rules in the New York Code of Judicial Conduct," end quote. But to prove her point, she quotes the judge without context. Stefanik makes it sound as if the judge was talking about his own opinion when he was clearly speculating out loud what the prosecution's opinion might be. Stefanik also cited evidence from Zillow.com in her complaint. Stefanik's complaint to the Commission on Judicial Conduct could lead to a warning, public admonition, censure, or removal from the bench. While the Trump case in question is in civil court, the former president also faces criminal cases that accuse him of concealing his possession of classified documents after he left office, trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat, and paying hush money to cover up a sex scandal. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. On Sunday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 42 degrees and a north wind at around 6 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 23 degrees. And on Monday, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 47 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. In Greene and Columbia County.
If you recognize that voice, and you may recognize her voice, let's see. Did I get you? Yes, you are.
I guess I should take my fuzzy hat off.
Well, it's a little cold in here.
Yeah, so you guys told me I'm not hearing anything in my headphones.
Oh, God damn these headphones. Try those over there.
Try those.
How about now?
Oh, that's so much better.
Excellent.
Hey, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You're taking over. We elected you king.
It feels like it sometimes. It doesn't pay like it, but that's
yeah, I was sitting in my car listening to the radio, and I'm like, he's super lonely. You told me 4:30, but...
I said 4:15, but my co-host said 4:30.
Well,
but that's okay.
And she's...
I don't know.
Hope she's okay.
That's what I'm worried about. Maybe she's a little upset about not winning.
I thought she won. I looked at...
I know, the early vote. It's very weird. That first posting was just all the early votes, which means it was almost all Democrat.
Oh.
You know, Democrats will vote early, and Republicans have to vote the day of, because that's like how you prove you're a Trumpian whatever. You know?
Oh.
So I don't know what the final vote was, and I'm not sure. And I think that it might be close enough that she could win one of the two seats if absentees come in. But that voice you hear, folks, you may recognize if you're a longtime listener of the show, it's the one and only Karen Schomer.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Karen.
Tommy D. I love this. I got to get in the habit of saying that.
That's my, you know, yeah.
Tommy D.
That's what they call me at the CrossFit.
Tommy D.
Yo, nice.
Yo. Adrian. No, anyway, you're here to update us. And you're bringing in some people soon, right?
Well, yes. So I'm here about Summit Lake again. Yes.
Still happening.
Still fighting to protect that lake.
Yes.
Still fighting to keep that development off that hillside.
Yeah. Did the current elections have any impact on anything going on there?
No, because it's our village government and village planning board.
Right.
So that happens, and yeah, those guys get appointed, and those folks, and the village election is March.
Ah, March.
Hey. Yeah.
So let's refresh. Let's go back.
Yeah, so in Philmont, there's this beautiful lake called Summit Lake, and it's just like a block off Main Street. You wouldn't even know it's there.
Uh-huh.
And behind it is a beautiful wooded hillside with a nature trail. And there's fishing, there's kayaking, there's bald eagles,
really?
There's herons. Oh, for sure.
That's my new enthusiasm, by the way.
Oh, it's, well, it's a little shallow because silt is coming into the lake.
Ooh.
So there's places that it's almost like too shallow
to
kayak. But if you have somebody who knows the lake, you can definitely be kayaking on there.
Cool.
And there's like ice fishing. There's,
really?
People ice fish in the winter. They play ice hockey.
It's cold. It's
just a beautiful, like kind of old time, beautiful thing for everyone to enjoy.
They used to say Oakdale Lake had that. You know, Oakdale Lake used to be able to, but no more. It doesn't get cold enough.
Wow. It didn't last winter, but the winter before it did.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Everything's changing.
Yeah.
So a developer brought the property behind it, 22 acres, and wanted to put in 16 high-end homes priced at $750,000 to over $1 million each. Hi, welcome. I brought more people, as you said.
Well, we'll get to them in a second, but you know, we want to get the background.
So they wanted to build these houses, and the planning board went boom, yes. And as a group, we came together. We formed Summit Lake Conservation Group, and we sued the village, the planning board, and the developer over irregularities in the approval process.
And Article 78.
And
as
Article
it's called.
78. And that was in September of 2022. We won.
Mm-hmm.
The judge annulled their approval. And then they submitted the exact same proposal, and the planning board approved it again. So we sued a second time. And so what we're doing is fundraising for these very expensive legal fees that we are incurring as a group.
Yeah.
And
what's a ballpark figure on a Article 78 procedure?
$25,000. Yeah, $25,000 to $30,000. So, and we're aiming for 30. We've raised about 20 so far.
Yeah, cool.
And being a person who's loved music my whole life and who performs now with bands and stuff,
We'll get to that.
I thought, let's do a show. We'll do like a fundraiser. Yeah. And
did you find a barn and everything? And
you know, and so Avalon Lounge, Liam and Laura, amazing folks over there in Catskill, offered us the space.
Cool.
And I assembled by invitation.
No. You curated.
Guilty. So guilty. Yeah. So I put together a lineup, which I'm super proud of, because it's a very eclectic lineup of, you know, it's not a niche this isn't a night for this kind or that kind. This is like a community coming together kind of night.
No raving.
No raving, but you could. Oh, you could come. And So it's Sunday night. Okay. Avalon Lounge. Tickets are $25. They're available on our website. Never mind. And I'm going to now talk about our lineup.
Okay.
I'm like kind of hosting.
Yeah, it's this Sunday. This coming Sunday.
This coming Sunday, November 12th.
November 7 p.m. 7 p.m.
Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Okay. So
we've all been there.
And all these and like, you know, musicians are the most beautiful people. I think so.
Yeah.
They're just so wonderful. Like, you know, Tom, like writers are kind of dark and bitter.
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
Musicians are like, sure, I'll do that for you. I'll give you that. I'll give myself that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you don't think that's just narcissism? Sorry, just kidding. Just kidding. We have a musician here. Oops. Just kidding.
So, Okay, a guy named Greg Farley, who's like a singer-songwriter, local. He lives in Catskill, and a fiddle player. He's like unbelievable. Cool. This guy sounds like he just stepped out of like Ireland in 1820 or something. Mm-hmm. He's an incredible fiddle player. He's also a tree guy, so he's like clearing lots of trees. Mm-hmm. But he writes these beautiful songs about like Stuarts and like Copake. Like mm-hmm. he's so super local. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna do a short set.
Oh, Stuarts, our Stuarts.
Yeah, he writes songs about going to Stuarts.
And eating ice cream, I hope.
You know, like what happens at Stuarts, like a lot, you know? So that's Greg. He's first. Second is a guy named Philip Goth. Well, his name is really Josh, but his performance name is Philip Goth. And he's like he was actually a member of the Felice Brothers for 11 years. Mm-hmm. And now he performs as Philip Goth. And it's like kind of arty, a little ethereal, a little warped and damaged, like indie pop. Hmm. Really great stuff.
That's the critic in Karen Schoner speaking, folks. She's got the vocab from way back.
So I'm just so excited. And it's going to feel so good because if you come to this event, you're going to be like, there's a lot of reasons not to feel good right now. But this is going to be a reason to feel really good. Mm-hmm. And all these musicians doing this. Okay. So then we got Philip Goth. Then we've got John Medeski.
There's a name I've heard of.
Okay, Medeski, Martin and Wood, and he mm-hmm. like tours with Fish, maybe. I don't know. John Zorn, mm-hmm. jazz, jammy, experimental. He's just this guy who like plays symphony halls all over the world, and he's like going to play a 30-minute solo piano piece. Nice. Incredible. Incredible for us, for mm-hmm. our little lake and our fish and wildlife and trees. Okay. And last, and certainly not least, is Laura Zarugin.
Who's with us right now, folks.
Yes, it's
you want to get in the mic? I can't hear you.
Get right on there.
It's a hard G, Zarugin.
Zarugin.
But that was excellent. That was excellent.
Laura Zarugin. What kind of music you play?
That is a great question.
She's a country singer.
Oh, that's cool.
She really plays country music.
Yeah, I called the genre Armenian cowgirl because some people would ask me. That's the best way I could describe it. So yeah, it's definitely a little twangy and folky,
mm-hmm.
But it's got some Armenian stories in there. So
the Armenian cowgirl.
This is we're just so honored to be a part of this lineup because you have assembled this fantastic group of musicians for this event. So
thank you. Yeah. It's really an act of love, this whole thing. And the way that Laura came to us as we were putting together this event is that one of Laura's musicians in her band is Larry Fetterman, who's also known as Birder Larry, and he's on WGXC a lot. He was with the Audubon Society. Mm-hmm. He's a really heavy-duty environmentalist. Mm-hmm. And I turned to him when I got involved with the Summit Lake thing as like, Larry, we need help. Like, how do we preserve this piece of natural land? And Larry at some point was like, hey, you know, I'm also a musician. And if you're ever doing anything, I'd love to, like, I'd love to be part of a benefit for you guys. And then he was like, oh, I'm working with this country singer, this singer-songwriter. She's really amazing. And that's how Laura came to us.
We ended up with Laura Zarugian. Now, Laura, you're the Armenian cowgirl. So yeah. How does that work together?
How does it work together? I'm figuring that out.
Okay.
As I go.
Presumably, you're of Armenian descent.
I am of Armenian descent. Yeah. My father is from Cairo, Egypt.
Yeah.
Also of Armenian descent. And my mother is from Delaware, also of Armenian descent. Hmm. Yeah. We call her the original Delaware Armenian. I don't think there were any other Armenian families in Delaware at the time. So, wow. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, I have listened to your music, and to me, like, besides being really struck by how much traditional country music is in your new album, your voice reminds me a little bit of, like, Emmylou Harris.
Ooh.
Like this beautiful, kind of high, lonesome.
So,
like, it's a,
oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I never want to interrupt music critic. It's called Nairi?
Nairi. Yeah.
And it's brand new?
It's new. It came out in September. It's my first album. It's a big deal for me.
Uh-huh.
I've been working on it for a while, but putting it out into the world is a whole nother kit and caboodle. But thank you. Yeah, I love Emmylou Harris. Love her.
So how about we preview Cairo, which is where your father's from?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Get this up here if we can. I'm at your website trying to play Cairo.
Well, that might be a fault of my website, which reflects on me.
Sometimes, sometimes things pop, like pop-up things don't want to work based on your browser.
But it is on YouTube.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You could go to YouTube.
Something's coming up. Dum-ba-da-bum. So,
or I could just sing it for you here.
Oh,
I'll try it.
I would. Oh man.
Oh, I see.
I can kind of like clap. You can give me a beat, and I'll like.
Oh, actually, it's asking me to go to Spotify. That's why. So you say it's on YouTube.
All roads lead back
okay.
to.
The... Oh.
You will marry an older man. Remember.
We didn't get much of it. But that's a sample. We'll get more. So we know that you're out there at least. Let me see what I can. You guys chat amongst yourselves.
I'm so happy that you've agreed to do it. And it's like, you know, it's a wonderful thing when people can be contributing to a cause and enjoying themselves at the same time. And so tell me about the band that, like, what kind of lineup do you have to play on Sunday?
Yeah, so you mentioned Larry, who brought us together, Larry Fetterman. And Larry, we met Larry. So my husband is my drummer and also a producer on this album that just came out. And his name is Michael Allen Hams. And we, after the pandemic, we found ourselves upstate and without a band.
Where were you previously?
We had met in Brooklyn.
Ah, what a surprise.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, but there's more. There's
okay.
more.
Okay.
we are those
yeah,
people.
That's okay. That's all right.
All right.
We like those people.
Okay. And we had met in Brooklyn. And what happened? We couldn't play out anymore. You know, there was nowhere to play. And so we moved up to Boston, which is where I'm from, for about a year. And then we decided we wanted to be back in New York, but we didn't want to be in the city anymore. So we settled in and we said, oh, you know, we got to get the band back together. So we put out an ad online, which neither of us had ever done before because we had mostly played with our friends. And Larry actually called me, and I knew.